This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The federal government has been shut down for more than 2 weeks now, and that could impact Wisconsinites facing hunger. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Wisconsin officials are being told to hold off on sending out next month's food benefits. A new letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture warns the state not to process November SNAP payments yet. The department says the money for the program only lasts through October unless the shutdown ends. It could impact thousands of Wisconsin families who rely on the benefits. The USDA says they're working on plans in case the shutdown continues.
Data from Feeding America shows 1 in 10 Wisconsinites and 1 in 6 Wisconsin kids face food insecurity. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is reportedly planning to cancel $1.5 billion going to Wisconsin companies for clean energy initiatives. A leaked document from the Department of Energy shows they're planning to cancel about $16 billion approved last year by the Biden administration. That money was set to go toward companies and projects with clean energy goals. Harley-Davidson was set to get $89 million to develop electric motorcycles. Madison-based nonprofit Slipstream is supposed to get almost $12 million for multiple projects, including making some Madison buildings able to adapt to their energy needs. And Wisconsin Power and Light is supposed to get $50 million to upgrade the electrical grid in rural areas and $30 million to build a first-of-its-kind powered storage system in Columbia County. Governor Tony Evers has written a letter to the Department of Energy pushing for them to keep these grants and loans. He says these projects build energy independence and create jobs, all while advocacy group Energy Innovation found that the average Wisconsinite will pay an extra $300 in energy bills each year by 2035 because of Republicans' Big Beautiful Bill passed in July. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Decades of public health announcements have worked. Most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. But up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect problems. They could get a totally clean bill of health after a mammogram when there's actually something wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds. But that means patients are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket, and they can be expensive. Dr. Jennifer Bergen is a breast imaging radiologist.
Every day in my practice, I see women either forgo or delay recommended exams like supplemental screenings and diagnostic tests due to the cost. Just last month, I saw a young woman for a diagnostic mammogram and ultrasound. She had noticed a pea-sized lump 7 months ago. Her doctor recommended and ordered the imaging tests, and the patient did her homework. She knew she was going to have out-of-pocket costs with these imaging tests. And so she decided, because she really couldn't afford those tests at that time, to just wait and see what would happen. When I saw her 7 months later, the lump had grown to the size of a golf ball. And it had spread not just as cancer in her breast, but to her lymph nodes. Had her cancer been diagnosed 7 months earlier, her lymph nodes may have been normal. She may not have needed such extensive chemotherapy and surgery.
Gail's law would require insurance companies cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bill is named for Gail Zeamer, who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. The bill passed almost unanimously in the Senate this week. Republican Cindy Duco says it took some negotiation. The bill has also been heard by an assembly committee, and the bipartisan group of women lawmakers behind it say they're looking forward to seeing it on the assembly floor. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelly hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but, you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. it's just how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best of 7 series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.